We're going to be reading Firefighters. Follow along in your book as I read out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear... Ready? Firefighters by Jan Mader. Inside Station 1, at 8 each morning, roll call is taken. The firefighters live at the fire station for 24 hours at a time, and there are many things to do. One of the firefighters is the cook. He collects money from each person and goes to the grocery store to buy enough food for the whole crew. Some firefighters think that the cook has the most important job at the station. Other firefighters work together to keep the fire station sparkling clean. The fire trucks are washed every morning, and the other equipment is cleaned and checked regularly too. A watchman answers the phone. He keeps track of each emergency run, monitors the radio, and greets visitors. Firefighters study and learn new things all the time. Some days are spent in classes at the station, learning about hazardous materials, electricity, maps, and many other things. When daily chores are done, the firefighters can exercise or watch TV. At night, after 10 o'clock, the firefighters can take cat naps in their dorm rooms. But when the fire alarm sounds, the firefighters must drop everything and rush to their trucks. Many fire stations have poles to help the firefighters get to the bay where the fire trucks are waiting. It is much faster to slide down a pole than to run down steps. Firefighters know the best way to control a fire is to get to the fire fast. The firefighters' gear is kept right by the fire trucks so they can get dressed quickly. All firefighters wear heavy coats, hats, boots, and gloves to protect them from water, fire, and falling objects. Each firefighter has a special place on one of the huge fire trucks. Some of the fire trucks are so big, two firefighters drive. One driver is in the front of the truck, and one driver is at the back. As soon as they reach the fire, the firefighters go to work. The firefighters know just what to do. They use walkie-talkies to keep in touch with one another. The chief can use his walkie-talkie to call for more firefighters and trucks if he needs extra help. Firefighters carry tanks of air on their backs so they can breathe when the smoke is very thick. The most important job is to save lives. A platform ladder can carry a firefighter 7 or 8 stories high. The members of the ladder company break holes in the roof or smash the windows of a burning house to release the fire and smoke trapped inside. This makes it easier to fight the fire and rescue people. Some firefighters attach lines to pumper trucks. The pumper truck pumps the water from the closest fire hydrant into the hoses, called lines. Then, the firefighters aim streams of water at the flames. After the fire is out, it's time to clean up. Firefighters search for live embers or sparks. They might have to tear down walls and ceilings just to make sure the fire doesn't start again. The firefighters return to Station 1. They are ready for the next fire. The firefighters are proud of their work. And that's the end of Firefighters.